to another episode of the Strategically Reckless Podcast. I am your host, Jay Brown, aka your favorite foster father, aka Mr. 710, and we are glad that you are joining us once again. I usually be lying about not keeping y'all long, but I ain't keeping y'all long today. It just ain't gonna happen. This ain't gonna happen. Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. I got it going this time. Never going last time, but I got it going this time. Yeah, I'm a little bit under the weather, and you know, I've been having a cough that gets kind of uncontrollable from time to time. So if that kicks in, I'm not even gonna try to fight it. I'm just gonna go ahead and shut it on down. Shut that thing on down. But look, yo, I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Y'all dope. Whether y'all listening via Instagram Live, YouTube Live, Facebook Live, I thank you. If you're listening via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever it is that you get your podcast and you're listening just a little bit later, I greatly appreciate that as well. Hey, y'all dope. Y'all dope, and I am always forever grateful. Alrighty. And so, on today's show, we're going to do since last week. Of course, we also going to talk about, I'm going to talk a little bit about this cabin trip. We're going to talk about the Dallas Cowboys before we get up out of here. And I saw something real crazy on Meta that I wanted to discuss right quick before I got about this thing. But, let me see. Boom. So, since last week, just want to go ahead and holler at y'all a little bit about the, I meant to talk to y'all about this Vegas judge, right? And the craziest thing about this Vegas judge incident was that, he jumped over the bench to go do his WWE thing to the judge. Well, I guess he was, you know, they didn't continue at that point, and I get it. They had to shut it on down at that point. But then he turned around, and when they got ready to do the sentencing, he got the same damn judge. Now, for me, I don't think that's fair. That can't be fair. That ain't right. That ain't nowhere close to being cool to get the same person you jumped on. But at the same time, I guess if you get the same person you jumped on, well, if you don't get the same person you jumped on, let me put it like that. If you get ready for sentencing and you jump on the judge and they give you a different one, people probably gonna be jumping over judges all day if they feel like it's about to get bad for them. But what I do know is if you get the same judge, they ain't forgot. And it's a part of me that feels like they will respond with two charges in mind. One being whatever you were standing in front of them for in the first place. And then we're going to have to add this super fly Jimmy Snuka over the top rope move that you just did on top of that. Oh, you're getting extra. I don't care if it's an extra 13 days. It's going to be more. Oh, it's going to be more. You can't do that. Put that at the top of the list of stuff you can't do. Secondly, at the top of the list of things you can't do. Why? You know what? I give big kudos to anybody who decided to eat better for whatever reason. Whether it's health, most of the time it's health reasons. But if you're doing it just because you have to in order to live, or you want to because you don't want to eat that bullshit that the rest of us eat, be down. And I get it. Oh, I get it. Now, here's the problem. My cousin posted that she made, well, she ate some vegan chitlins. Come on, man. Come on, man. Like, I'm not that, I'm not hating on no vegan foods except for chitlins. Like, that's the only one. It's the only one. I hate on chitlins in real for in real life. For the regular ones, for the non-vegan, for the non-gluten-free diet chitlins. Like, come on, man. I don't know how we doing this one now. Vegan chitlins, y'all getting a little bit beside yourself at this point. I'm talking, I know my microphone sounds far away. There we go. I had to fix that. But vegan chitlins. Come on, you can't do this. We really out here doing this vegan chitlin thing. Is this what the move is nowadays? Because that don't make sense to me. I wanted to ask cuz if it still stank. I needed to know. I know they was like, yo, it stink because it had boo-boo in it at one point. It was boo-boo. Look, I don't care nothing about that. We free. We don't have to eat like that. Paula B, what up? We free vegan chitlins. What are we doing now? That's crazy to me. Like, if you, especially if you didn't even eat chitlins the old way, was the only reason was because they wasn't vegan or because they had boo boo in them at one point, but because they don't have boo boo in them in the vegan state, I'm gonna go ahead and get down. Is this what we doing? That's crazy to me. I'm gonna figure it out one of these days. But vegan chitlins was great. She said, Auntie made them right. She did them right. I just don't get why anybody would want to. Like, ooh, I got a taste for chitlins, but I don't want to go get the bucket because it ain't healthy for me no more. So what I will do is I will go get the fake stuff and turn them into chitlins. Turn them into vegan chitlins. It ain't like eating a soybean burger. You have made a conscious decision to go get, to go make some damn chitlins. That is crazy that we said that. This is what it's come to. I don't know. It's going to be vegan pig feet. And now at this point, whenever I make a joke about something being vegan that don't seem like it could be, like vegan rib jokes are funny again. It's not off the table. Vegan pig feet, vegan cow tongue, any of this nonsense that people will eat. It's all on the table to be vegan now. Damn. Oh, that's even worse. But yeah, they say it's America's team. I don't get it. I have no idea what's going on over in those streets. But what I do know is that when Dallas loses, folks be lit. Folks be lit in a different kind of way, and I'm not mad at it. But the funny thing about when Dallas Cowboy fans lose, like when Dallas Cowboys lose, the fans act like they didn't know it was going to happen. And everybody else knew. Like, that was the sad part, was that everybody else knew. We knew. We was just hoping that this time, it wasn't going to be real. Like, it was just let it not be real. Sunday was a day that I was, so Green Bay and Dallas was playing, and I can't cheer for Dallas, and I don't want to cheer for Dallas, and I can't physically cheer for Green Bay at all. I really enjoy when Green Bay lose. But there's something special about when Dallas difficulties in order to get this thing going. There we go. Yeah, we have it. You know what's going on? We having a little technical difficulties on the technology side of the game. It's probably a sign that I shouldn't be out here trying to fight through this thing, fight through this little call. But so here's what I'm gonna do. It keeps going. Get this squared away how it's supposed to, because you know I enjoy giving solid performances and whatnot, and this ain't qualifying for it right now, and I don't like it at all. But y'all getting a chance to see a whole lot of behind the scenes stuff and how it gets down. Come on now. And so yeah, this is rough. But back to, so with this cabin trip, yo. The cabin trip was wild. And part of the reason why it was wild was just getting there. I left the bowling alley at 10, I got home at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock in order to try to make this day.
10 o'clock in order to try to make this day. Try to get my people up to Blue Ridge that evening. And so, yeah, got done. We hopped in the car, got the girls packed up, and we were ready to rock and roll. And so, I'm thinking 10:45 was when we actually got out of the house. And you know what, to be 100% honest, The ride itself, I just knew it was gonna be a, I just knew it was gonna be a nice clean ride because nobody. I mean, it's Thursday. Yes, it is MLK weekend, but it's Thursday. Thursday at 10:45, y'all. It shouldn't be traffic. And as we're riding up to, 75, we're riding up 75, and next thing you know, now we done got through the city, and we on the other side getting ready to go through, you know, the north side area. Another north side area right before you get to Marietta. Man, when I tell you traffic came to a complete standstill. Boom. Standstill with nothing moving. Nothing moving. And so while you don't have anything moving, and you know you got a couple hours of, you got a couple hours of driving ahead of you, you start looking for things, you start looking for ways to kind of figure it out. This was bad. We trying to figure it out and nobody's moving. And next thing you know, we start seeing cars driving away. And they're driving the opposite way. And I'm thinking, now, is this the bad part? I don't know where the exit ramp is or the on ramp is, but they're driving the wrong way. And so I'm like, well, wherever they going, I got to figure it out. I got to go. And so I cut across four lanes of traffic, going back, and drove up the on-ramp. You know what's crazy about driving up the on-ramp? There's no light. There's no light that you can see. You can see the light for the traffic going the crossway. You don't have a light facing you because you ain't even supposed to be going that way. Which is wild. So I'm thinking about laws that I have broken within the first 20 minutes of this trip that I done drove directly and back across two lanes, or no, about four lanes of a highway up a on ramp, and now I'm about to bust this Lizzie so that I can so that we can figure out how to get around this traffic. So like I said, nothing was moving. Nothing. As I'm sitting at this intersection before I made that left, there were cars coming up. You know, I tried to give some space for those people that was trying to make a left to go on to the highway that was about to make a bad decision. They blowing at us and we looking at them like, y'all the fool. While we doing wrong, it's also right now. There was a car that sped past me. Actually, a truck passed me first and hit something, but I couldn't tell what it was. Then a car, it looked like a Chevy Cruze. It was little. And y'all know those little parking blocks, kind of shaped weird. But it's like concrete. It was one of those that was kind of blocking half of the, well, I say it was blocking it, but I don't even know why it was there. But it was in the street. And this Chevy Cruze sped past me doing about 25. Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. I know they got hella damage that they're going to have to figure out. I know it was some body damage up under there. Bunk, start of a great trip. Sitting in traffic, watching people drive backwards, breaking laws. That wasn't the end of my law breaking expedition. is after we get past the traffic, it's smooth sailing. It's smooth sailing, man. I run up on three good old boys. I run up on them. There's three pickup trucks, and they fly. You know what that means for me? I'm flying. They doing about 79, 80. I'm surprised that my wife's still up at this time, because normally in my car without the baby girls and if my wife's sleeping, some people fly by me, or we all rolling. She probably didn't want to be in the car that much longer, and I understand. Because the struggle didn't, my struggle wasn't real. Like, the struggle wasn't real. It was late, but the struggle wasn't real. And when they was, I'm talking, we was doing about 75 through them little towns and whatnot. Speed limit was 50, but them boys did not slow down. Them boys did not slow down. Like, they knew what it was going to be, and I was right there with them. I don't know if y'all have ever seen this in a movie, but whenever, like, they be sending, like, Americans over to, like, Saudi Arabia or whatever, and they trying to transport somebody important from one place to another, they drive real fast to make sure that they're not trailed. Like, the whole caravan, whether it's three or five cars, just be speeding like hell. That's what I felt like I was on. We all speeding like hell. We got to get somebody to their destination. When I got to my turn, all three of them, they went one way. They made a right, I made a left, and next thing you know, civilization was gone. When you start driving up mountains, I enjoy being up there. What's up, Miss Joyful? I enjoy being up there. It's just the driving part to get there is bush. It's nonsense. Especially at night. And when it's a one lane. It ain't no one lane for my direction and one lane for their direction. It's a one lane. So if somebody had been coming down, I have no idea what would have happened. Cause when we were going, it was one lane and then darkness. Yeah. And then it went from a paved road to gravel. Nah, look, I'm keeping straight. You tell your mama to veer off. I'm not doing it at all. But probably about a little bit after one, we get to the cabin. The cabin is beautiful. We don't know what it looked like, what our view looked like. Cause the people that was waiting on us, they decided to go ahead and go to sleep. They was like, to hell with it. They'll figure it out. Jason prays sometimes. They'll get it. That's what I feel like they said. They went to bed. But, man, shout out to those good old boys for getting me there in record time, because I woke up after that. I was like, oh, we rolling, baby. We rolling. But beautiful view. Real nice. Pretty new cabin. I'm here for it. I would recommend it. I think it was like Jupiter on the Mountain. Shout out to them. They did real well. Had one of those old school hockey games. Like the foosball, but it's hockey. USA versus USSR. You know what I'm saying? Brought back some memories. Beat the hell out of our friend's little son. It was 8-1. Throw his ass up. I'm here for it. I do it. I don't take it easy on kids at all. don't take these young kids not one bit. One thing about kids, I meant to talk about this last week too. You know, the Emi Udoka and Nia Long child support ruling got made public. I don't know why they do that other than to create weird talking points between genders or whatever. But, you know, one thing that happens is that ladies get too happy and dudes get too upset by this number that they don't have to pay. They get way too mad. Ladies get way too damn happy. Or they get mad that it wasn't more. They read through the whole thing trying to figure out how could it have been more. Nia Long, it was like, Nia Long, you should have got more. Why would you settle for a lesser amount? Why would you settle for a lesser amount? It was supposed to be $56,000 a month. And you wanted to settle for $32,000. That's stupid. You should have got more. They only went off of his disposable income, which was $460,000 a month. You should have got more. That's what you get for cheating. Cheating ain't cheap. It should have got more for the pain and disrespect and the embarrassment. And at that point, when they get to that point, I'm like, listen, hold on, whoa, whoa, whoa. See, that part ain't got nothing to do with the kid. That's some adult stuff. That's all adult stuff. This kid ain't got nothing to do with the kid now. If you gotta pay to send the kid to counseling because the mama said that they broke up, all right, then you gotta pay to do that. Put that on your insurance. There's a whole bunch of dudes that was in the comments like, what is this kid doing for $32,000 a month? What is the kid doing? I can raise a kid on that per year. And of course, the ladies are like, hey, you talking out of your tax bracket. These rich people problems. And while it is, whether they go to private school, they eat out every day, or however it works, nannying, gas, private school, tutors, sport programs, you know, all that stuff. I wonder if there'd be some change left over from that $384,000. Other dudes be like, I wonder if there's gonna be something left over. Do I get change if you don't spend it all? The answer is no. Ain't no change. It's always spent. I'm glad I don't have to pay child support. But they always, like, the ladies in those comments always make it seem like if he didn't cheat, he wouldn't have to pay child support. But what if it just didn't work out? Would those same ladies be okay? Or would they be like, hey, why wouldn't it work out with Nia Long? Everybody should want to be with Nia Long. She's beautiful. He must have been cheating. Okay. And what I'm talking about, who just, there was a coach that just got an extension right after the divorce settlement was final. Hold on, I gotta find that out, because I don't think he getting trashed in the same kind of way that Ime getting trashed, but Ime made himself to the towards that list of where they ain't gonna like him at all. It don't matter what he does. He over there with Darius. Kiki. Excuse me. Kiki do. Oh, man. Yeah, that was strike one. Contract extension. That's the thing. Like, that's the thing. If you end up in one of these type of situations, most of the time, I don't care how it plays out, dude gonna be made to look like a bad guy. Even if she cheated, he wasn't being a good husband. Oh, that's who it was. It was Eric Spoelstra, the coach for the Miami Heat. He is finalizing his divorce from his wife. Don't know why they were divorcing, but when it was finalized, and if he had to pay alimony, spousal support, or whatever it was that he had to pay, they had that number set on what he was already making and finalized it. And then boom, they was like, you know what, we go ahead and finalize this contract extension for $120 million. It could be a coincidence, but it probably not. But it might be. But it's probably not a coincidence. Which is funny to me. But, you know, hey, ain't nobody trashing Eric Spoelstra for that. At all. But Ime, it should have been more. I'm just saying, child support is not a weapon. It is just a means to help take care of some kids that didn't ask to be here, didn't ask for y'all to, you know what I'm saying? Let's just do this thing correctly. It's not a weapon. I had a problem with some of the laws in certain places where, for the dudes that did not pay or could not pay, they got their driver's license taken, which is, all right. Well, if you want to pay, get to work. We hope a bus route is over by where you live. Because if you don't pay, we're going to throw you in jail. If you don't pay and you ain't got your driver's license, we're going to throw you in jail. So that you can be in jail. And maybe, I think they make wage in jail, maybe. This 42 cents a day can go towards feeding your kid. In the same way that, who was that, Sally Struthers was trying to feed those kids over in Africa for 6 cents a day. All you had to do was pick up your phone and dial 1-800-SAVE-A-KID. Come on, man. How tripping. The throw him in jail part is crazy to me. Because now you still ain't going to get that money to him. It just ain't going to happen. I don't know. We got to figure something out. The other thing they trying to figure out before I get off of here, because I feel it's starting to kick up. I read this story about the Meta and the Metaverse, right? And so for the people that's not aware, the Metaverse is like a virtual world that you can get through with those VR glasses, like a virtual reality world. Put those little glasses on, and you can go to different places. They have certain companies that will allow you to buy real estate on there. There's other games that allow for interactions in different kind of ways. I don't have one. I've only played with a VR headset for a little while, but you know, I've always been scared of it because of how immersive it can be. You're sitting there with this thing over your head and, you know, you're totally locked in. You can't see nothing else but what's in this thing. And from all accounts, it feels real to your eyes while you're doing it. I've seen that they get these virtual reality companies that you can go and shoot at zombies and stuff like that. And like you're in this room and people be up in that joint like it's live action, like they for real. Like, oh, they just hit me. Oh, I felt it in my stomach. No. But the story that I read was that over in the UK, they are investigating. They're investigating a rape in the metaverse. Stating that it was a 16-year-old that was playing this game, the 16-year-old's avatar in that game was getting raped, and it caused some emotional and psychological damage. Hold on. I was about to say something real inappropriate. All right, to hell with it. This is what I'm thinking. You can turn the game off. That's in my mind in a different way than even in a dream. We've all had dreams in which something bad was getting ready to happen. When you're getting ready to fall off a cliff, because we've all had cliff dreams. We've all been chased by something in our dreams. And I can just imagine when in our dreams, when it got too greasy, we can wake ourselves up. Usually in my dreams, and I'm just, for myself, maybe not everybody, but for me, if my dreams start to get too greasy, I can wake myself up. Like, Freddy Krueger and Jason have never fully whooped my ass. Michael Myers neither. I've had 40 ninjas around my house, and I was fighting until they got me surrounded, and I got up. I lived. I had a time where I pulled the strap on the cat. Click, click, click. My gun ain't had no bullets. And they reloaded theirs. Damn, I almost died, didn't it? Damn, I almost shot me. We know what that looked like. I would just imagine this is in a sleep state. So in a video game state where you are conscious, I would imagine this. You would be like, uh-oh. These two people look horny in this game. And you take it off. You hit the button. It's over. My person disappears and these people that's out here gang raping and pillaging, they still horny. It's over with. No nefarious activity took place. There's no crime because that makes sense to me. Another thing that makes sense is, let me see this through. Because it's a game. And it's not going to physically harm me. So let me just see. Wait. These people in this game, they... Now, hold on. This is the other part. In GTA, you can go to a strip club. You can buy a lap dance. You can drink and get drunk. You can gamble. The video game money, that's all. You can do all of these things. There are characters that can interact in the game. You can interact with somebody else. Like if I got on GTA and I was playing and somebody was in Montana and they were playing and somebody was in Miami, we can all interact with each other and we can fight and shoot at each other and do missions or whatever. But ain't nobody pulling their pants down or pulling their jammy out and getting they smashed on in the game. That's not part of it. Because I'm not overly aware of metaverse games and whatnot and how they operate, I just don't understand why in the metaverse you able to pull your jammy out. That you out here with your ding-a-ling out, taking it from unsuspecting avatars. Like, what is going on here? Like, that's wild. Like, I've talked about being in a chat room with a whole bunch of kids and listening to the things that they say to each other in a way that I'm like, this ain't real. Y'all don't talk like this for real. And then again, they might. There's like two places where stuff like that might go down. In the GTA chat room, or three places, GTA chat room, on the school bus, and maybe in aftercare. Because I've heard some things from some of the teachers when I had to go pick up the boy. So, yes, we'll just pretend like, yes, that does happen in these three places. But damn. I don't think any of them actually doing it now. Whatever it is that they said in these games. This is wild to me. It is wild. It just doesn't make sense, but I don't play VR like that, so I don't know what the capability is of any of these things, but apparently if pulling your dingling out and taking it from somebody, taking your little taste of virtual wolf is what's working. This is crazy. But in the UK, that's what they doing. That's what they doing over in the UK. Investigating virtual rapes. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. That is, I don't get it. I don't get it. I get bullying. I understand bullying. But this raping and pillaging is another level for me. So my advice to anybody who is playing in the VR in this metaverse space, if there's two people or one person that's walking up on you that's looking like his avatar is about to take a place or take a place in some nefarious activities. Turn off the game. And turn off the game. It'd be all right. That's what I would do. I would turn off the game. I'm not gonna let my virtual person get raped. I'm gone. Oh, it's off. Nothing cool about none of that. But I feel like people got better stuff to do with their time than investigate VR rapes. Yeah, I ain't made that up. Petty Blunt, what's happening? Hey, Stussy is still funny. Look, oh yeah. Before I get out of here, because I said I wasn't going to be on long. Y'all be safe out here. I heard this weather's supposed to get a little crazy. And if these schools are... I don't know if the schools where you are is as sensitive as the schools where I am. But they be closing at the threat of stuff. These folks closed one day. They closed school early one day because it was windy outside. I don't think it was even a tornado threat. They said it was going to rain real hard and it was windy. And so they was like, you know what? We're going to close the school. I think it's a threat of being cold tomorrow. And they might close the school tomorrow. They be like, oh, we might get 47 flurries. 47 pieces of snow on the ground, we might have to close school. It's always that threat. I was like, y'all are the most non-teachness teachers I'd have never came in contact with. And he'd take him outside for recess. We went outside for recess. It was cold as hell. We was throwing snowballs at each other for recess. Robert Walker was sweating and it was cold as hell. Shout out to Robert Walker. I know he's somewhere sweating right now if he's still alive. He's the sweatiest little boy I'd ever. I was probably in the fourth grade. Robert Williams. He would sweat every day. Snow on the ground, he would come in with a full sweat just don't matter. I know he was a musty 9-year-old. Every day he had to change shirts. But look, hey, yeah, shout out to Robert Williams, shout out to Miss Hill's fourth grade class. We all was dope. Robert Walker, not with you. But look, good people. If you see a Dallas Cowboy fan today, give him a smile. and then laughing in their face. Because yesterday was funny. And maybe they'll laugh with you. Or it'd be like the white dude that punches TV during the second quarter of that game and had to go to Walmart and get another 19-inch. Good people, y'all stay safe out in these streets. Happy Martin Luther King Day. Y'all be safe. Charmaine, I hope you come into Arizona this year. Can't wait to kick you with you. Till next time, man. Y'all be safe out in these streets. I'm out. All them gang signs. Y'all see it. Oh, and check out her podcast. You can post it in there. I don't know the name of it, but check it out.